Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess now today is Daytona 500 Monday. To talk a little bit more about the Great American Race and everything that happened yesterday and what to look forward to today, we bring in from the Motor Racing Network, Jeff Striegel. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. I was just thinking that I should be on my way home to Grand Rapids, and instead I'm trying to find a clean undershirt. So,
right.
You know, what? We're going to get it in. It was unfortunate yesterday to have Mother Nature be the headline, besides President Trump's visit and the Daytona 500. But you know what? I think we'll be just fine today, and it's unfortunate, but we'll be about 24 hours delayed.
Yep, there you go. So, real quick, 4 o'clock today. You guys are on at 4?
Correct. That is correct.
4 o'clock on our 96.1 FM WRVA signal, so you can hear that there at 4 o'clock today, coverage of the Great American Race from the Motor Racing Network. Okay, so let's go back. I want to get to President Trump in a moment, but first of all, just talk about how disheartening it was. You go through the delay, the drivers are called to their cars, and we're on the verge of getting going again, and then it just pours.
Well, and it happened twice, Gary, really. I mean, if you remember, we literally are off fork, pace car on pit road. The green flag is in the right hand of the starter, and this is to get it underway at the scheduled time. And literally, as he's ready to wave the green flag, we get hit with our first downpour. Then, like you said, we fast forward, what, 6 or 7 hours later after sitting through rain and drying the track and rain and drying the track, we were really ready. I was hearing that they were ready to pull the plug and cancel, and we're looking at the track going, you know what, it's dry. And so all of a sudden NASCAR is like, you know what, let's see if we can get this thing in. We called the drivers to their cars, and to your point, and then the skies opened up. It was a monsoon. Everybody got soaked, and that was the end of it at that point.
We're talking to Jeff Striegel from the Motor Racing Network. So let's talk about a little bit about the 20 laps you did get to see. I know there was a lot of single-file racing. Were you able to learn anything from those 20 laps?
Well, I think what we learned, Gary, was that, you know, Kevin Harvick, and I'm using his as an example, you know, Harvick and Logano and Busch were not going to tear up a race car 20 laps into the Daytona 500. Now, that does not always set well with a race fan, but we've got to remember now that we tore up 18 out of 18 cars in the Busch Clash just a week prior, and everybody's aware of that. And if you're trying to win the Daytona 500, you can't do it when you rip the fenders off the race car or you end up in the garage unable to go. So I refer to it as logging laps. We're trying to just get a few laps under our belt. That's the one thing that, you know, Gary, that the stage helps us with, because when we get to the end of a stage, they're racing hard. We used to just race hard when we got to the end of the race, but I don't think we learned anything really other than the fact that they wanted to take care of their equipment very early on in the race. What we see today, I just don't know.
Going back to the pre-race, before we knew the rain was going to interrupt things, it was quite a moment and quite a just quite a time having President Trump there, the place going nuts, American flags waving, the plane flying in, the motorcade on the track. Just kind of talk about all of that and how amazing it all was.
Well, I've never experienced anything as emotional as that at the racetrack, and I'd like to think that we as Americans, whether we're Democrats or whether we're Republicans, could embrace that moment. It was an absolutely incredible moment. It was an incredible moment, I thought, for the United States. I thought the same for all of us that were in attendance at the racetrack and all of us that may have been watching from our TV sets in our living room to watch the plane come in. I'll tell you what I did. We were fortunate because he landed just prior to us coming on the air. I was able to go all the way up to the roof and stand up there where the spotters stand. So I'm literally as high up and outside as I could get to watch him bank and come down and across the racetrack. And then, Gary, to hear the crowd, that's what really sent goosebumps up and down my spine. They were standing. They were applauding. They were videoing the plane going across. They were taking pictures. And then, you know, it didn't disappoint later when he brought the motorcade out, when he spoke, when he gave the command, when he took the motorcade to the front of the field and made a pace lap. The crowd went nuts. It was just a really cool experience, probably unlike anything I will experience again in racing.
Yeah, it was indeed really, really cool. Okay, before I let you go, I'm not going to ask you to predict a winner, but give me a couple of guys that we really need to keep an eye on today.
Well, I'll tell you, two of the best at that track that have never won the Daytona 500, I think, are two guys you got to keep an eye on, and that's Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch. Now, I'm not going out on a limb to say, look at, for, you know, for these dark horse guys, they're two of the best in the sport. But right. Two of our best in the sport, Gary, have never won the Daytona 500, and they're extremely good there. Don't be surprised if one of those two can't check the Daytona 500 win off their to-do list.
And, you know, the other side of that coin is the guy from our backyard, Denny Hamlin, trying to join very select company when you get if you can get that third Daytona 500.
Well, I think that Denny, and this isn't because you just said it, there are three guys that I think are really, really good when it comes to Daytona. One is Brad, one is Joey Logano, and the other is the guy you just mentioned. When Hamlin gets out front, he is virtually impossible to pass. I think he's one of the best there. Wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see Denny get win number three in the Great American Race.
Should be fun. 4 o'clock today on our 96.1 signal with the Motor Racing Network. Jeff, thanks a lot. Good luck. I know Grand Rapids awaits tomorrow. So there you
go. It does. Thank you. Thanks for being an affiliate. We appreciate it.
You got it. That's Jeff Striegel, co-play-by-play anchor with the Motor Racing Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.